No playing.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to D20 Dudes, a tabletop role-playing podcast where the die decides our topic. I am Dylan.
My name's Molly.
I'm Jenny.
And today we're going to talk about... First things first, we didn't put out an episode last week because I had a personal thing come up and it kind of stole away all my time for the week. So, as the ancients used to say, oops. My bad. Secondly, for those of you who are not either in the Discord or follow us on the Twitter, we currently have a creative writing contest going on in the Discord. You can pop on over to the Discord if you want to learn a little bit more about that. But since we're coming up on spooky season, the theme of it is infestation, and submissions will end on October 30th with an official ruling coming out on Halloween, October 31st. There's going to be three total winners. All three winners are going to get the prize of, I'm going to fully narrate your story, put in, you know, some spooky sound effects and some creepy music where appropriate. I'm going to make it sound good. I'm going to make it fun. You're going to have a narrated Magnus Archives-ass style story, with the first place winner getting a hand-painted, 3D-printed miniature from myself.
It's going to be awesome.
Probably post about it the entire time.
So if you're interested in getting a miniature or having a story narrated or just like hanging out with some other creative writing types, talking about stories and having a good time doing that, you can pop on into the Discord. We got a link for that down in the description. In every episode, just Discord us up, baby.
Join us.
Yes. Come see. We've got people to talk to.
Yeah, there's people. I guess you can call us that.
We are living being. Speak with us, please.
Living, sure. Yeah, I guess you can call us that.
And then, of course, there's Dylan.
Dylan, sure. Yeah, I guess you can call me that. And the actual topic for this week is going to be Clan Toreador of Vampire the Masquerade. These are sexy vampires. I swear to God, Molly, I already hear the Twilight reference coming. So just stop.
Yeah.
Stop it.
There is a Twilight reference actually somewhere in my head.
Don't do it. Don't.
This is how I am. This is me, Bella.
Don't. So
tell me what I am. Say it.
Stop it.
Pain in the butt. There you go.
Don't do it. So Clan Toreador, as mentioned before, are generally regarded as the sexy vampires. They consist of artists, musicians, actors, sex workers on occasion. Generally, if you are selected to become a child into the Clan Toreador, you are exceptionally good at some form of art and are usually exceptionally attractive, cutting edge trends in like fashion, artwork, music, theater, movies, whatever you can think of. If it is a form of artistic expression, Toreador has their fingers in the pie.
Well, we know I'm not one of those vampires.
That reminds me.
Nor am I.
Of those people that like make an art out of harassing telemarketers.
Oh man, you talking about beauty, like those counter hacks?
Yes.
Those guys bring me so much joy.
Correct.
Scamalot.
Toreador.
I liked Scamalot.
Brilliant. Toreador. They are primarily associated with the Camarilla, as much of the Vampire the Masquerade, as most of the clans we've talked about, if not all. I don't remember what all clans we've talked about, but I think most of them have been Camarilla-based. And they kind of work as kind of like the face and the mouthpiece of the Camarilla, as well as working to keep vampire society at least up to date with the mortal world. Like, you can be as powerful of an ancient vampire as you want to be, But if you're still wearing clothes from 800 years ago, people gonna notice that shit.
Yeah, trends come around again, but not quite that much.
So, oftentimes, whenever a new member is selected for Clan Toreador, there's somebody who's, like, again, on the cutting edge of some artistic trend, something that's about to blow up big. And they do that for the two main reasons of, one, you know, they do have their this whole aesthetic obsession. Everything for them has to be pretty, has to be beautiful, has to be sparkling and fucking sexy as all hell. You gotta be sexy to be Clan Toreador. But the other purpose they serve is making sure that the Camarilla as a whole can kind of fit in with mainstream society still. They bring in new information, new trends, new fashions, new styles, and things like that to make sure that the Camarilla doesn't fall too far behind the times and as such become kind of culturally irrelevant and weaken their power.
An important job.
Indeed.
Very important job. So for that reason, usually whenever one of the Toreador are going to embrace a child, they are very discerning. Like, hey, we need to make sure that you're a very good artist. We need to make sure that you are one of the most beautiful runway models. They want somebody who's going to have a long-lasting career to build their new kindred lifestyle around. There are missteps on occasion. Maybe somebody gets chosen and they're like a one-hit wonder, or they're actually not that great of an artist and they've stolen artwork from somebody else, or maybe they're just particularly attractive but have all the depth and intelligence of a particularly slow goldfish. Usually these new childer, I believe. I almost said children, but that's not correct. Usually these new vampires just kind of get swept under the rug. Like, we're gonna take them out, or otherwise, like, I don't know, dump them
into the
Siberian tundra.
Like the unwanted stepchild.
Sad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they mostly just kind of get swept under the rug. Like, no, that didn't happen. We're just gonna forget all about that. There was no oops here.
We do not oops.
We do not oops.
Clan Toreador will never oops. So another thing that Clan Toreador is usually used for in the Camarilla Escape is, again, they are like the face of the Camarilla. So oftentimes if news or command or something is going on that the Camarilla needs to get the word out about something, they're going to pick a Toreador to do that. A, because they're pretty and you genuinely will take bad news better from a pretty person.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
And B, because their performances are often like big, showy, ostentatious things. It can reach a wide audience. Social media has been like one of the biggest things for Clan Toreador because it means they can get their artwork out there. Whatever they're making, they can just put it out there, and it has the potential. And because, of course, the Camarilla's wide-reaching influences, the likelihood of reaching millions and millions and millions of people, meaning many more kindred, are going to see it as well. So in that way, they will create like a stage play or a weird like piece of street art or something that can be incredibly beautiful and incredibly intriguing to a huge audience, but will have a hidden meaning that only the kindred understand. And in that way, they're able to relay a message to a very wide audience and get the word out to people who matter.
Fascinating. Like,
pretty good. So to go into the mechanics a little bit, Clan Toreador, their three clan disciplines are celerity, meaning they are super fast, and this is really their main combat discipline. Toreador, they're not known for being combatants, but oftentimes they will use celerity to great effect to, like, get blood from somebody and then just be gone before they understand what happened, or to get in close in combat and cut somebody to ribbons before they have a chance to react. They also have auspects in order to see the unseen and understand and intuit things that other people can't, especially other kindred. And presence. Of course, presence. You got to be the sexiest or the scariest or the Scraxiest? Scraxiest.
I like that word. It's now my new favorite.
Scraxiest?
I'm sticking with it.
Okay. All right.
I do not. I certainly don't regret this deep down.
All right.
Scraxiest.
And their clan Bane is that they are so obsessed with the aesthetic that if they are in a place that is not beautiful by their standards, they actually suffer penalties on dice rolls.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. I love it.
So if you're in like a grody fucking public bathroom, you're gonna suffer some dice penalties.
That sounds funny.
That is so hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
That would make a very funny movie scene.
These vampires. Ooh. They are pretty to a fault a lot of the time. Of course, this means they're also very vain. Like, they have to be the prettiest in the room, or else they're going to start getting upset. And there's even been rumors of, like, you know, you've got, like, the messy criticals and bestial failures. There have been talks of, like, I think I heard a story where somebody got a bestial failure on something. And it meant that since there was a mirror, they started staring at their own reflection and couldn't break away. And it ended up costing them their life because sun rose.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't stop staring at the mirror.
Oh my god.
Wow.
That's hilarious. I love it.
So they're a little silly in that way. But they do have a lot of potential. Like, for one, they still interact a lot with mortal society. So they're not only the face of the Camarilla for other kindred, but also for mortals who don't understand that they're part of the Camarilla, but like things that are Camarilla enterprises, like a business that is owned by the Camarilla, or, you know, some service that's provided, or individual who's very important who needs to make a good first impression. Toreador comes along and they're sexy and they're tantalizing and gosh dang it, they you just see them and you're like, ooh, that person makes me tingly. Oh, and now that I am tingling, I do not know how to feel other than positive about this situation in its entirety.
Perfect manipulation tool.
Indeed. We humans do that to each other.
All the time.
Sex sells, my friends.
It does, unfortunately.
That is why I do not put my face on the podcast.
Oh. You're not ugly.
Think that about yourself. You're not ugly. You're God.
It's a he who? It's a funny.
Oh, I know. But nevertheless, don't say mean things about my friend.
I'm a millennial.
And so
that's for gallows humor, not putting yourself down humor.
Fine. sex sells, and this is why I will be guillotined come morning.
Gallows humor, I get it.
Alright. Because I'm the sexiest by far, and they can't compete with me. Guillotined for my own beauty. Oh, that's you.
I feel like there's like a Beetlejuice joke in here somewhere or something. Tim Burton would do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tim Burton would guillotine himself for the aesthetic.
Yeah, especially Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember what I was going to say anymore. There's like a whole other thing I was going to bring up and I just completely lost it. Oh, yeah.
Sex
Toreador cells. Also.
That was what we were talking about.
Yeah, they also have a certain propensity because they kind of have this obsession with the aesthetic and with emotion. So like love and lust and kind of like these extreme emotional attachments. We've talked about how vampires will, like, their emotions are stunted and they feel things a lot differently than humans do, but they can kind of recreate or simulate a lot of those old emotions, especially in their extremes, by feeding off of somebody who is experiencing that emotion and getting it vicariously. So Clan Toreador is one of the clans that espouses the idea of like, yeah, have sex with somebody and feed off of them while doing that.
Oh.
And like, apparently in a lot of the other clans, that's kind of seen as like a little bit of a no-no. But Toreador is like, nah, man, this is the closest my physical body can get to orgasm. And then that person is doing the orgasm. And so if I drink them right now, I'll have a spirit orgasm.
Man, wow. The very nature, mm-hmm. the very definition of living vicariously through someone.
Which 40K thing does this remind me of?
Anything about the Eldar?
Yeah, that's it. Okay, all right.
Fucking knife ears.
Are they also vampires?
No. The only vampires, I believe, in 40K, I could be wrong about this, but the only ones I know of are the Blood Angels chapter. Have a propensity for drinking blood.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, shit gets weird with the Blood Angels.
And that I mean, is like, a video for tell. Another time.
Yeah.
This is a podcast, not a video, Jennifer.
Look.
Dude, I thought I was the high one here.
I'm not high. I am unwell.
And it also happens to be midnight right now.
Yes, I'm also tired.
Aww.
And I'm Dylan.
No. Stop trying I've to kill Jenny. Me. It's not nice.
Good.
How dare you almost kill her?
As an aside, one of the successor chapters to the Blood Angels is the Flesh Terrors, who have a doctrine of eating orc flesh. Now, we've talked about what orcs are, haven't we, Molly?
Oh, they're the ones that are like... No, wait, no, I'm thinking of the 40K ones. Never mind. I don't...
Yes,
no,
that's what we're talking about.
Okay, orcs. We are talking about 40K orcs? Okay, yes, and yeah. I do remember.
So orcs are what, Molly?
Oh, they're just these squishy green things that can make anything come to life with their brain.
Yeah, but what... are they comprised of?
The pure creativity.
No, I mean physically. No. What are their bodies made of?
I don't know. Fungus?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Fungus.
Right.
Orcs are fungus in 40K. And do you know what happens when you eat weird fungus without thought for the consequences?
You either die or get high, or have it.
Or you're totally fine. Yeah. One of those three.
Yeah, so fucking space marines can eat all kinds of crazy shit because they have special organs that can filter out toxins. But the Flesh Terrors ate orc flesh and tripped balls.
Yeah.
And it caused them to start having visions of their gene father, Sanguinius.
Mm-hmm.
And then they split off into their own chapter.
Goodness gracious.
And they ritualistically eat orcs. Because they want to get high and see the Primarch.
I mean...
Alright, then.
That sounds really on brand, honestly.
Yeah.
For both of those things, actually.
It's funny. There was a TTS bit whenever the Emperor first learned about them. He was like, bring me all the orc carcasses you have! I want to see my son!
Wait, did he?
Well, the Emperor is technically dead, but alive, but dead, but also alive, but also dead.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead live.
Oh. Anyway.
So he's a lich.
He's Living Dead Girl by Rob Zombie.
Back to...
Not a lich.
Okay. Vampires.
So vampires, they are like the Tremere. No, that's their names. They're like those elves. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, they're a little bit. Kindred tend to succumb to their vices a lot, depending on specifically their clan. So, of course, you've got the Toreador have their, you know, sin of like vanity and oftentimes lust. We see it a lot in the Tremere, like, and the Ventru with like a lust for power, and like great deals of pride, that kind of stuff. So while they do try and find people who are exceptional artists, like whatever problems a person has in their mortal life, usually whenever they become a kindred, get made into extremes.
Hmm.
Particularly as like the blood of mortals becomes not only a form of sustenance, but also a bit of a drug, a form of intoxication. Mm-hmm. As we've talked a little bit about like how the blood can A, make you like vicariously experience certain emotions, and then B, empower you in certain ways. Like that's why certain blood types are preferred by certain clans or certain individuals. Where like Toreador almost exclusively will go for sanguine blood. They want kind of that passion and that romance and that lust and, you know, that body heat.
Mm-hmm.
They make prodigious use of the blush of life.
Sounds like something they do.
Yeah, I wonder if vampires specifically seek out necrophiliacs. Yeah, it would be gross, but like if you're undead, you know, the blush of life does come with the potential of frenzy. Like that can rouse the blood and potentially risk you going mildly insane just to appear mortal for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like maybe you just want somebody who's okay with you being cold and dead.
That would be interesting.
Hmm.
Imagine that conversation. Hey, I noticed you, and you're very pale, very, very pale, and cold, very appealing. I mean, cold. Would you mind having sex? You're
goth chicks
like
are
you're
hot,
dead.
Jenny.
I'm sure they are. I'm just not into goth chicks.
It's okay to be wrong.
I know. I'm wrong a lot.
Oh, well, you know, I actually think I've exhausted what I have to say on this topic already.
Wow.
Toreador are honestly pretty straightforward.
All right.
Yeah.
So
unlike the others, which kind of have like twists and turns and why and how,
yeah,
they're fairly straightforward. We want sexy people who are very artistic and are like on the cutting edge. And
and we want to drink your blood while we fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. They certainly do.
It's very, very simple, very direct. They're the face, and that is expected of beautiful people. They're expected to be the face of people. So, I mean, that's
beautiful
why
people,
you know, CEOs mm-hmm. like to have a beautiful woman. So they're like, yeah, no, look at her. Don't look at the shady stuff I'm doing. Just look at her. Or him if it's a female scene.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
I've
we all put on masks, I guess. Wow, that was awkward. Okay.
I've been trained. Never mind. I'll tell you after we're done recording.
So, with that being said, if you would like to interact with us, then facebook.com/d20dudes if you want to find us on Facebook, twitter.com/d20dudes or @d20dudes on Twitter if you want to find us there. Discord, we have a link for that down in the description. And if you would like to support the podcast monetarily, patreon.com/d20dudes, only $3 a month will get you a shout out in every episode. We have 5 patrons now. Ooh.
Ooh.
We got you, Jenny. We got Word. We got Ken Thomas. We got Molly.
Yay, finally.
Molly and Zam. And it's like almost all of the people who have subbed to the Patreon are people who are actively part of this podcast.
Yeah.
The idea was I would eventually get money to like pay you people. And instead you're paying me.
What?
Look, it's the only way you'll accept my money.
You haven't given me your address, so I can't just DoorDash you stuff whenever you look like you need food.
Don't worry, I'll give you this address.
Huzzah.
I am being conspired against.
Nah.
actively on air.
You're being actively doted upon.
So let's roll the d20 and see what next week's episode is going to be about. I have rolled... Oh my god, I can't read that. That is a... Oh, cool. Okay, 16. More vampire. Clan Simishi.
How's that?
These are my favorite vampires.
No. You'll have because to tell us why next time.
Patently insane.
What? All right. Well, I guess we'll learn about how that is a thing next week.
We will.
Yes.
I hope you like flesh crafting, because we're going to talk about flesh crafting.
I don't even know how that works.
I will do my best to feel better for this episode, because I am invested now.
Yay.
So we'll catch you in next week's episode. Bye.
Bye.